The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth. The virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greetings this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in the womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your will, to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Lord
Jesus Christ.
Alleluia. Jesus was in a house with some people, preaching among them. And then came somebody told Jesus, "See, your mother and your relative is coming to meet you." Do you remember what Jesus answered? Do you remember? Then he said, "Who is my mother? Who is my brothers?" And then he pointed out to each one sitting down there, "You are my brother. You are my mother. You are my sister." Do you remember this phrase? And then he explained, "Those who do the will of God the Father are my mothers, brothers, and sisters, right? And this is the main point of the teaching of Jesus. Most beautiful thing is a time that we fulfill the will of God the Father. So another time, Mary was with a group, another group. Now this is according to Valtorta, the holy woman. She got a kind of inspiration. And then Jesus also, you know, the teaching of the Israel people like to ask questions and, you know, and then ask her mother, his mother, Mary, what do you tell the angel when he announced to you be the mother of God? I think Mary was, you know, shyly and very firmly said, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done according to the word." Now this is beautiful. The same thing. I'm the handmaid of the Lord. What's the meaning by handmaid? Means those who serve. You too. You are the handmaid of the Lord. Of course, you're a gentleman. But still, you are the servant of the Lord, right? The same thing, handmaid or servant. Each one of us, we are the servant, the handmaid of the Lord. Because we are born to fulfill the dream of our Lord, the dream of God. The dream of God is each one of us be beautiful, light, warmth, for the world in a different way. So we are all called to the same purpose, to build on earth. Today we say the church. But on a deeper sense, to revive the life of God among us. What is life of the Blessed Trinity? Because we are born in His image. What is His image? We can see. Jesus didn't talk much, but always telling His disciples, "Why telling us love the way I'm loving? Love one another as I have loved you. I give the new commandment." It is a new in a sense, love, not only just love, in His way, in Jesus' way. Losing Himself for people. The same way when our Heavenly Mother say, "Yes, I'm the handmaid of the Lord." Because she, in her mind, she wanted to be a virgin forever. She didn't want, never dreamed to be a mother. But she always prayed that she can be the handmaid of the Mother of God, not herself. He just wants on earth that she can see the Son of God, but not by Him, by herself. She just wants to serve. That's humility. So on earth, Jesus also invites us to be humble. What does it mean by humble? Humble doesn't mean take off things that I don't know. No, not this means. Humble, humility means you are the last one to serve. Last one, come on, to serve. Not last to serve. You are come, we are invited to serve with humility. What does it mean by humility? I think we enjoy the story of St. Francis of Assisi. He's the little brother. We are the little ones. Jesus always silent. When people scold him, he keep praying for blessing people. Even he received no blessing. This is humility. Forgive, even people doesn't forgive you. You serve, even people doesn't serve you. That's always. You're the first one to love. It's humility. Unconditionally to serve is humility. Whenever we live in the way of Jesus, like him, offer your life for people. Just like a Heavenly Mother, she offered her life, all through her life, just accompanied Jesus all his life. After birth, Egypt, back to Israel, Nazareth. Even in the beginning of the mission of Jesus, she was always with Jesus until the date when he collected the 12 apostles and other disciples. Then Mary kept silence in the house, but always praying for. And this is humility. This is the handmaid of the Lord to serve Jesus. So today we celebrate this feast, means we want to be another Mary. Serve like her in silence, humility, always telling ourselves we are the handmaid of the Lord. We just want to do the will of God. Even something is difficult, we believe there's always a blessing. At times, Jesus allows us to make mistakes. One of the examples is Peter. He is called to be the first among the apostles. Petrus, Peter. He is the rock. But then, for three times, he betrayed Jesus. So once Jesus explained to Bautota, I know that Peter would deny me for three times. But according to the will of God, is allowing him to do so. So that from this mistake, he learned one thing that is important in the future, to look after his church. Once he fell down, he learned humility. When he became the Pope, he will point out to people, you do this and do that. He himself learned a heavy lesson. You must serve with humility because you failed. You betrayed Jesus. You have to be humble yourself. That's how many times we fail, we sinned, so that not so much easy to just point to people, why you do this and why you do that? Sometimes in a family, our children, not all children are good in a certain sense. I mean, sometimes they didn't study well. If everything is perfect, then you will point to another person. Why don't you teach your son? Why don't you teach your daughter? But by the time you have a daughter, you have a son, doesn't listen to you very much, doesn't follow your teaching, then you have more heart for the people, understanding, comprehension, compassion. This is how the Lord makes us always growing with this patience, love with him. So let us try to be the handmaid of the Lord, not of yourself, not of the other people on earth. You serve only one master. So today we pray for one another. And today also we have the Eucharistic ministers, they say the promise again. So at this moment, we invite them to come out and they pledge their loyalty to the Lord, to serve Him as a handmaid of the Lord.